Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1722 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. N.A. Garner testifies by affidavit in substance as follows. I am personally acquainted with W.W. Rogers, otherwise known as Boots Rogers. On April 28, 1914, I had a talk with Boots Rogers and asked him who the other Rogers was that was working for Burns, and he said Burns had no other Rogers in the city of Atlanta. He admitted that he was now in the employ of Burns. He also stated that he had not changed or modified in any respect his evidence as given on the stand, and it was the truth and nothing but the truth, and he would repeat it again. Sometime along in the early part of the year 1914, probably about the month of February 1914, I saw R.P. Barrett summoned to the office of Hugh M. Dorsey, Solicitor General. The Solicitor General was not present. I was directed by the Assistant Solicitor General E.A. Stevens to follow said Barrett. I followed said Barrett and saw him meet Jimmy Wren, a man known to me personally, and the brother of George Wren, who was convicted in the Superior Court of a $20,000 theft of diamonds. I saw Barrett and Wren both at Sig Samuel's Beer Saloon on Mitchell Street between Broad and Forsyth. Wren had a grip. They stood there and talked a while. I am personally acquainted with both of these Wren boys and know that they are brothers. S.L. Rosser testifies by affidavit in substance as follows. On Tuesday morning, April 28, 1914, while at work on investigating witnesses with reference to the extraordinary motion of Leo M. Frank, I was in search of a Negro by the name of Frank Reese. I found said Frank Reese in an alley running from Hunter Street between Fraser and Terry Streets, known as Kingsley's Alley. I had information that Frank Reese lived in the first house leading from Hunter Street, and as I turned in the alley and started towards this house on the right, I looked at the end of a little blacksmith shop or old building of some kind on the left, and there stood George Wren, Frank Reese, and Dan Goodlin standing close together in conversation. I know George Wren, the man convicted of a $20,000 theft of diamonds, and who has just finished serving a sentence in the Fulton County Jail, therefore. He was commonly known among the inmates of the jail as Dr. Wren.